Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my family. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Church Ministries. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, because without him, I would not be where I am today. And I thank God for this moment. But today, praise God, we're going to go into a word today that I have been wrestling with, but it's time to bring forth this message. And the message, praise God, is not directed at anyone particular or what have you, but it's a word that needs to be spoken. We must understand that everything in this world is going down except the word of the Lord. Amen. And today I just want to go into a short prayer because I know the time, praise God, is moving. But I want to go into the prayer saying, Father, in your holy name today, I come to you, Father, just as I am. I don't come, praise God, to try and, praise God, to be heard. But I come, praise God, to bring forth the word of life to my family. Because, Father, you know and I know that the enemy is going to and fro, and he's seeking whom he can devour and whom he may destroy. He is doing it. He's destroying people left and right. But, Father, I come to you today, Father, saying, grant us your mercy, your grace, your love, your protection. Watch over us, God, as we go to and fro, families, children, parents. Lord, just watch over us. Because one thing we do know, that the devil is spreading wide. And he is going, God, to take lives. To take lives like never before. And Father, today I surrender, praise God, and I give you my family, my downline, praise God, others that are listening, their families. Father, teach us how to pray over our loved ones and for our loved ones and for ourselves. Teach us, Father God, how to put the prayer back in our homes, the Bibles back in our house, and the word in our children's hearts. In the name of Yahuwah, Father, we need you. We need you to teach you every second, every hour, every minute. Praise God. We need you, praise God. We need you like never before. And Father, open the ears of those that cannot hear, the eyes of those that cannot see, that they may know that time is shorter now than it was before. And Father, I'm asking you today to allow this word to go forth with clarity, understanding that someone or somebody will change their way of life and know, praise God, that this life is just temporal. But we must go to the permanent life. And that means, Father, we're going to have to come out of this world. We're going to have to come out of this world in order to be in the place that you have chosen for us. Father, save those that are not saved. Open their hearts that they may hear the word and seek you, that they might be saved. And they can spend eternal life with you. Father, open their hearts and their minds that they will give their lives over to you, Father. And know from this point on that they will be able to live forever and ever and ever. And Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, hallelujah. Father God, for your word today. Because I realize, God, that your word is life. Praise your name. Bless your name. Save the sinner, the backslider. Yes, Father. Save them from themselves. In your holy name, I do ask it. Shalom. And this morning, praise God, this afternoon, rather, we're going to be talking about a message, praise God, that I want to bring forth. And this message today, you know, the world now is all in an uproar because of the legendary of, you know, Kobe Bryant and the ones that are on the plane. But everyone on that plane meant to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone, no particular person, nobody would get a pass. Nobody would not stand. They're going to all stand before the judgment seat of Christ because that time now is upon them. It is over. It is over, family. It doesn't matter, praise God, how much you weep for them and cry for them and stick notes on the wall and lay flowers and wear jerseys. My God, it is over. He's now at his end of his destiny. He's there. It's over. Sad tragedy, yes. Because you know what? Others was in that plane as well. Family, children. Everybody in that plane had a family. And they're not coming back. But the question we have to ask today, where will they eat up? Because the journey is over. Where will they end up? Nobody expected this. But I heard the word of God say, be also ready, for we know not the time or the hour that he might appear. Be ready. Be ready. But if you are not in God, you're not ready. Why play Russian roulette with your life? And I have to ask this question again. Where will you end up after this journey? Where will you go? Do you know where you're planning to go? Have you been planning and planning to go to the place you want to go to? Are you just living out your days from day to day? Only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ. It doesn't matter if you had trillions of big automobiles and expensive homes and all the money in the world and every plane, from plane to a jet, helicopter. It doesn't matter. Because when this life is over with you, you're not getting any of that with you. It's all going to vanish. The word of God said all this stuff in this world is temporal. It's going to vanish. It's going to be destroyed. It doesn't matter where you was black, white, blue, green, pink, yellow, tall, praise God, bald headed, no headed. It doesn't matter all the money. It do not matter. It does not matter because these things are not characterized in the spirit world. Hey, God, we are in two different worlds. A physical, and when you leave here, you go to a spiritual world. Listen to me carefully, family. Souls don't die. Flesh dies. It goes back from which it did come from the earth. It goes back to the dust. But the spirit part of the man, the soul of the man, God got it in his hand. The devil don't play with that because that's God's property. It will happen to you. So we understand and we know, praise God. And we understand, praise God, that the enemy is only coming for three things. However, praise God, the enemy come in and try to knock me out, but I'm back, praise God. I'm going to get this message out today. We have to understand, praise God, that we are not here forever. Every one of us will meet God in the judgment. Everybody. good, bad, red, what, white, black, everybody will go through the judgment. So don't let the devil fool you, think you don't have a day to answer to. You got a number that will be called. Hallelujah. Your number will be called one day. And the thing with that, praise God, is this. We know how we came, but we don't know how we will go. Where will you end up at after this journey? Where? Have you ever thought about that? Most people don't want to think about death, because, but baby, you don't have to think about it. It is sure. Believe me, it is sure. So praise God, after this legendary death, everybody should be checking their cell. Since there were so many that was crying and talking about this, have you checked yourself lately? Have you did a self-examination lately? The Bible said, let every man examine himself. Because you know why? You know yourself better than anybody else. Examine yourself. Where are you in Christ? Where are you in your standard, praise God, when you get ready to come up out of here? Where will you find, where will you end up? Where will you end up? Everybody got to do what he have done. Every NBA player, every manager, everybody will have to do what Kobe Bryant has done, transferred over. Now, the question is, are you transferred over to a good estate? Are you transferred over to one that's going to put... The Bible says, whatever you do, whatever you spend your time with, all the time you spend, that's your God. He said, therefore, let them live. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. Whether it's your children, your money, your cars, your planes, your wife, your career, whatever, let it not be a God to you, because you're standing in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ with your relationship with him. That's why he said, I'll be able to send to you at the judgment, depart from me, I don't even know you. You didn't have no time with me. You were too busy trying to impress. Making your name known here, it ain't nothing when you get into heaven. Don't nobody know you there. What you do for Christ is only going to last. But however, I would like to share an observation with you that I had made over years in my life and what have you. And now this is profound. So hang on, praise God. Just hang on. Don't throw your hats out yet. Don't throw the hats out. And when you wind up, you depend on, okay, where you wind up depends on which road you take. And otherwise, you cannot go south here and expect to go to New York City. You cannot go east from here and expect to go to Mississippi. I realize, praise God, you could do this if you were to what? Navigate the globe. But using the road is impossible to do that. For you to do that, yes, as it was untrue, and it is true in the physical realm, it is also true in the spirit realm. Now, where you end up in eternity will be determined by the road you take here on this earth. It is impossible to take the wrong road to go to heaven, and it is impossible to take the heavenly road and go to hell. Now, what do you mean? What are you doing in the meanwhile in the world will determine for you, your life, the rest of your real life, forever. This life has been described as nothing more than a brief pause between two long eternities. Now, that should take any of us by surprise. It shouldn't. After all, we're surrounded by death from day to day. We was born into the world. Loved ones passed away. Friends leave this world. And deep inside, we know that it will happen to us some days as well. I hope you do. I hope you don't think what you have going to keep you from answering that call. Because when that call is called and that number is pulled, you will answer. That's one, you will not miss that appointment. You may not, praise God, like the message, but I'm okay with that. But you need to know, praise God, where you are born when you leave this world more than anything else in this world or anyone comes to you. My prayer is, praise God, that everyone will be able to answer the question before they leave, before they turn this message off or leave the presence of this message. Where would I go when I leave here? Where would I end up? See, people don't think about that. Many, praise God, laid down last night, didn't get up today, but they was planning on getting up. It's not your call. But there are two possible directions in life. Now, Jesus tells his audience, praise God, that there are only two possible roads in which one can walk. Many in our day want to tell us that there are many paths a person can travel through life. However, your hearer limits the choice to just two. Some may feel that this is a narrow view. I guess that they are correct. However, praise God, that Yahuwah is correct regardless of what the world thinks. In Romans 3 and 4, let's spend a few minutes, just discussing these two roads on which man can spend his days. That's right, where man can spend his days. Now, there is a broad way. The broad way is that you enjoy the world. The world see you. Come on now. Everything you do, you're known as the big time person. Or you're known because you lifted up. Come on now. I pray, praise God, that when Mr. Bryan made that transition, that he was in the right standing with God. Because it doesn't matter who love him, who don't like him. I don't hate him. Well, I like him because he could play ball. That's it. Okay. He's nothing personal to me. He's not a friend to me. But he was just like to be everybody else. But if he crossed over that Jordan, and he didn't know who Christ is, he's in trouble. Every one of them, if they crossed over, hallelujah, and they don't know who Christ is, they are in trouble. There is a sinister side of the dark way that open-minded pleasure seekers fail to mention to those who are traveling this road. There's a couple of things you need to know, people, before you decide to live out the rest of your life traveling the broad way. The broad way leads to destruction. You are really in control. I want to let you know that. In Ephesians 2, 1 and 3, you are nothing more than a paw of the devil. John 8 and 44. Sin brings with its pain and sorrow. Galatians 6, 7, Proverbs 13, 15. It brings forth sorrow. There has been careful research in the history of one criminal family. And these people had to learn, praise God, that there was sorrow in trying to be well known. Many of their family members were killed because they want that, like, you know, death don't come to them. You are not exempt from death. So y'all crying over COVID, there's other family members in there too. Their family lost them too. Everybody has a sorrow and a loss at this time. But the main thing now, they ready to meet their maker. Was they ready to spend, praise God, and be judged for the things done in the body, whether good or bad. You see, Romans tell us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, we must all, listen to that word now, not some, maybe, little bit, all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We must appear all before the judgment seat of Yahuwah and give an account of the things done in the body, whether good or bad. Let your account be pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. So you can hear him say, yes. You can hear him say, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Hither means come here. And I'm going to move you up to greater things. It's better to hear him say that, praise God, than to hear him say, depart from me. I don't know you. Who are you? Why are you here? You're not one of mine. I'm in my mind to praise God. The word of God says, if man has not the Spirit of God, he is not his. You have to build your relationship with the Lord here. relationship here. You can't wait till you get there, my friend. You don't need a work ethic again. It's done. You're about to get paid. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And he said, praise God, God offered a better alternative. God has a plan, therefore, for those who follow him. Enjoy the fullness of God's rich blessing day by day. He said, praise God, things like peace in John 14, 27. Praise God, Philippians 4 and 6, joy. 1 Peter 1, 8, assurance of salvation. The Bible said, there is no other name whereby man must be saved but by the name of Yahuwah, Yahshua. No Buddha. None of these other gods they worship a baby. They ain't got nowhere to put you. They got to standing behind you. They going to be at the judgment too. They ain't got no heaven to put you in. And no hell to send you to. But if they ain't living and doing what they're supposed to do for the you. Have a respectable person. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:13, there are multitudes of other things which the Lord gives to us. And you will never find a single one of them while traveling the wrong way. That way is narrow. There is a narrow way, says the Lord. While the broad way is wide open, either other people can live in it, but it's called narrow. The word refers to great press. Hallelujah. It is, praise God. It has the idea of being constricted. It can only carry the idea of being distressed and difficult. You can see the narrow way exactly, the opposite of the broad way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. And on the narrow way, you can take all your sins with you. If you try, you will find that there isn't enough room for you and them. And when you walk, praise God, narrow, you must choose to give up your rights. You can no longer do your things to please you, but you must do those things to please the Lord. You can make the rules, but you are accepted. You are expected to keep the rules that the Lord gives you. Some people have the mistake. They have lived that way and pleased themselves, and the Lord is what? Not obligated to smile down on them and just bless them real good. In truth, when you walk the narrow way, my family, you expect some difficulties. After all, these fleshly bodies will resist the confinement of the narrow way. Why? Because the flesh wants to rule. The flesh wants to rule. And the Bible says the flesh is a sin to him. He can't look upon the flesh because the flesh is the enemy. It's the enemy's enemy to him. It's the enemy to you. Hallelujah. So he said it, praise God. He said the sinful nature, praise God, will find a narrow way to tighten and constrict it. But however many say, praise God, they're saved and yet they're trying to walk in the broad with no less and nothing. No one ever said the living for the Lord would be easy. You know what it said? Hallelujah. One ever said that living is separated. Christian life that honors the Lord will be simple and fun as living a life with what? With gratitude. However, living the Lord's way brings what? With a certain benefit cannot be obtained by any. Some factor away. It honors God. It brings his blessing and power into your life. It offers a far better life for every perspective. Nobody ever said it was easy, but it's only the way to honor the Lord and to be his disciples, my friend. Matthew 6:24, Luke 14:26-27. If a life lived in surrender, devotion, dedication, and obedience to God, it is a life that will be blessed. Sounds tough, but it's worth it. Which road are you to walk in today to say? Which road? Two possible destinations in eternity. All the roads that ends up somewhere. They used it to say about 2,000 years ago, they went. All the roads led to Rome. Well, all the roads lead somewhere, and the same is true. With the roads are considering this morning or today, they lead somewhere, and since everyone here is on other roads, we need to find out where are you going when this is over. Where were you Because everybody's on a roll going somewhere. Hell. Even Lars, you hear me now? Hell, yourself. Meaning it's God. You just tell us that there's a road that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. You're doing everything for this world, and you want to be known for this world, but don't nobody know you in heaven. Come on now. The Bible says, in order for you to get into heaven, your name must be written in the Lamb's book of life. You must have a signature, hallelujah, to get into heaven. Jesus. Jesus tells us that there is a broad road that leads to destruction. And when we think something being destroyed, we must usually think about something being annihilated and forever done away with. The word, however, refers to loss. It speaks of total and absolute ruin. In all honesty, it refers to lost one. Lost one suffers in the fires of hell. My friends, my Broadway ends in hell. Every person who chooses a Broadway will eventually find himself in the fires of hell. You hear me? That to tell me it is the most awful thought my mind has ever tried to understand. What makes it so terrible is that some of you are headed right there now. Allow me to give you excitement on the place where the broad, you know, where the Broadway is. Unquenchable fire. Memory and remorse. Unsatisfaction and thirsty. Frustration and angry. Unspeakable pain and misery. Eternal separation and undiluted wrath. Revelation 20:15. There will be no more mercy no mercy for you. Hell will be eternal, real and eternal awful. Remember, people, when you get in, you don't come out. God's people try, yeah, but you come out, okay, I haven't seen nobody. I got many of my people. They went, but nobody come back and told me where they was and what they were doing. But if they lived the life of God here, they was on the right road. Regardless of what means thing, hell is real, and every second, lost soul drop off into the sneering heat of that horrible place. No matter how tired. I could never adequately describe hell. But if you were to be able to exalt all the vocabularies and things in that word, the truth of that place, that half would not be told or to be horrible. Everyone headed to the land of the damned. Hallelujah. A place to which you will sure go, and if you choose to follow the ball, an easy road through life, where will you end up after this journey? And there's a place called heaven. Just as the Broadway has its destination, the narrow way does too. The road doesn't end up in hell, though, but it ends up in heaven. Above. Hell is a place of horror, pain, suffering. And then heaven is a place of joy, rest, peace, unspeakable beauty, glory. Everything that hell isn't. Just a brief glimpse of the glories of the city that tells me what that is. I want to end up, consider these truths, hallelujah, about the splendid place. No tears in heaven. Pain, sorrow, death. No sin, no night, no curse. None of it. With God forever, a glorious city, glorious beyond the description and beyond the ability of man to comprehend and understand. 1 Corinthians 2:9. People, where are you going? Where would you find it? Where would you end up at? There are two possible directions in life. There are two possible destinations. There are two possible decisions you can make. Where is the wide gate which you can choose to enter? Where? When a person is born into this world, they are born into sin. Yes, we are. The Bible said we were shaped in iniquity and sin that our mother did conceive us. We need a way out, and that way out is the Lord himself. There is a narrow gate which you choose to enter. I choose to enter the narrow gate. Narrow and straight is the way, people. All these things you're doing for this world amounts to nothing. You will be lost forever. And you can't go come back and change it. There is no second chance after that. Hallelujah. Your life is gone, it's gone. None of these people that came with down that plane can come back here. That you get nobody. I don't care how you raise them up and put them up. But don't get caught up in the wrath, washing up everything and everybody except the Lord himself. You will not get in. It is a true and a real, real fact. You will stand and be seen. Not everything done in the body, whether it's good or bad. Your life will be paid, back to you on a big screen. This is your life. Nothing in my hand I can simply to the cross I clean. All that we have, we will take nothing with us. We'll leave came naked, we will leave naked. Notice that Yahuwah said there will be a few. Now check this out. Only a few gonna find that gate. Everybody going to Broadway. But very few wants to take the narrow way. Man is not, as I said earlier, at the crossroads. He will walk the Broadway until he turns his what? His eyes away from that, away from the way and the place that the Lord has set for him to come. And then alone does man have the opportunity to be saved. Perhaps few would say be saved because few are looking for what God offered through his son. Perhaps they are feeling, you know, they are to fill up with the world and their own thing and talk to the people they want to talk. They want to make God their personal gods, and they don't want to talk to him because the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. But may I remind you that when a man is left on his own way, he will always win up in hell. Proverbs 16:25. Read it. Who's your, my friend? Have you thought it over? What will you end up at? Do you stand? What will you end up at? What will you, when you leave this world? Will it be heaven? Be hell. Will it be narrow, walking for the God, for God, or walking the Broadway for anything goes? Will you end up? What will you end up? You say, preacher, I sure do want to go to heaven. Then come to Jesus and enter to salvation through his faith. He said, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said, the day he said it, if you can believe, you can receive. What will you do? Will you go and get yourself right with the Lord? Will you go through the gate of the broad or the narrow way? Or will you just live this way out and just think you got it going on and death is not going to touch you? You are not exempt. All these people, praise God, it was following COVID. If he'd have followed the Lord as he was supposed to do, all these people would follow him, and they all could have went into eternity. They would go into eternity. He ain't talked to God, they talked to people about no God. God was not, I'm not talking about religion. Everybody got a religion. I'm talking about the real deal, salvation. It depends on what you do with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will come to him and get it set up. You need to come to him. Lord, I am a sinner. Save me. I am a sinner. I told him I'm on my way to hell, and I don't want to go. Save me, Lord. Save me. 1979 on the barroom floor. He'll come if you want him to come. He'll come to you, and he will save you. He'll save you right now. Make a turn. He said, if my people which call by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from your wicked, evil way. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. You can live underground if you want to, but you still going to need the Lord Jesus. You're going to need him. He's the only one going to see you through. I pray today, praise God, you make up your mind. Where will you go to after you leave this earth? What are you going to do? Where will you end up after this journey? Think about it. You can shun it all you want to. You still got to do it. You're going to still have to come through it. Where will you end up after your journey? Would it be heaven or would it be hell? What happened in the tragic death of those on that helicopter should have made us all stand and shiver like ice to know that we're going to have to go that route one day. But what day? We don't know. But you best be ready. Ready or not, here I come. He said, the day I call you, did you hear my voice? Don't harden your heart. But it's a day of salvation. I pray, praise God, that we wake up to the Lord himself, Yeshua. I pray, praise God, you was blessed. And I pray that we as individuals, family, get back to the Lord. Go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ayashia Mala. Kalia Salaka. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You be blessed. You be blessed. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.